Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of an app that I've been making for the last month or so. I'm super excited to be announcing, demoing this app and like announcing it to people because it's been a project I've been working on for a long time and only recently finished, and so I'm really excited to hear opinions on it. So this project, this app is a virtual chessboard designed to be accessibly used by blind people. So like it simulates a chessboard if you don't have one, of course, but it also has a bunch of other cool features such as being able to set up positions, copy in positions from outside external sources, and of course watch games. And to be honest, watching games is kind of what this is meant for. Like, I mean, a virtual chessboard is kind of cool and all, but you know, you can just get bored. It's not that hard. But this app lets you read chess notation and watch a game easily. So if you have a PGN of a chess game, you can just load it into the app and it'll read the whole thing, including variations and comments. Now, I'm going to do a quick demo of what this app is, how it works. It's made only for Windows right now. I might be adding cross-platform support if people want it. Just let me know and I'll see whether there's a big enough market to make that worth it. But yeah, for now it runs on Windows. And yeah, so first of all, the way the app works is I'm in the app store right now, and if I so you just launch this, it's called chessboard.exe, and now you're on the board. So you can move around the board with your arrow keys, as you can hear. And as you can see, everything is in its default position. I was just moving left and right. You can also move up and down.
F2, white pawn. F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, black pawn, F8, black bishop.
And, you know. So,
F7, black pawn.
If you want to move a piece, so basically I should probably explain the screen we're on first. We are on the default board. This is the starting screen of the app, and this just kind of acts like a normal board with this default position set on it. You can make moves, you can undo those moves, you can just kind of try whatever. If you want to try an opening, you can try it. If you want to just make moves and like act out an entire game on the board, you can do that. If you want to play a game with like a friend who's also at the computer, I kind of wouldn't recommend that because it's kind of hard to do that, but you can probably use this mode to do that. So, the way this works is basically you're moving around the board, and if you want to move a piece, you can select it by pressing space, move to the square that you want to move it to, and press space again. Let me show you how it works.
F6, F5, F4, F3, F2, white pawn, E2, white pawn.
So, this is a pawn on E2. Now, if I select it,
white pawn selected.
You move up,
E4, white pawn to E4.
And it moves.
E5, E4,
and it reads out the move. So yeah, you can just move around, and because this board is meant mostly for watching games more than playing them yourself, you can move any piece of any color. So I can just
white pawn E5, white pawn E5, white pawn selected E6, white pawn E6.
I can just push this off the board.
White pawn E7, white pawn.
Of course, I can't
invalid
push
move
it further. It says
invalid move.
Invalid move. Now if I want to undo those moves, I can just hit escape.
Move undone. Move undone. E6, E5, E4, white pawn.
And the pawn is back where it was earlier. So this is how it works. You can make moves and you can undo those moves.
E5.
And of course you can do the same for black.
E6, E7, black pawn. Black pawn selected. E6, E5. Black pawn to E5.
So a few more helpful keyboard shortcuts to be noted in this. You can jump to any row or column by pressing Ctrl and the relevant key. To jump to any of the files from the A to the H file, also known as columns, not files, you can jump by pressing Ctrl and one of the letters. So if you press Ctrl A, you get moved to the A file.
F5.
And Ctrl B moves you to the B file.
D5, C5, D5, G5.
Oops.
D5, E5, black pawn, F5, G5, H5.
Oh yeah, and if you jump, it tells you what's on the square.
E5, black pawn.
Like this. And numbers are the same from rows 1 to 8.
E1, white king. E2, E3, E4, white pawn. E5, black pawn. E6, E7, E8, black king.
So yeah, this is how you would quickly navigate around the board. Now, if you'd like to flip the board, you can press Shift F and you'll be looking at it from the other color's perspective. You know how when you're sitting across the board on the black side, you see the board in the opposite way than you do on the white side. So you can press Shift F.
Board flip, A6, black rook, G8, black knight, F8, black bishop, E8, black king.
And it moves you to the bottom left corner for reference to help you not get confused. Now if I go right, I see this.
C8, black queen. C8, black bishop.
If I go up, I see...
C7, black pawn. C6, C5, C4, C3.
As if I'm sitting from the black side. The jump to key, the jump to row and column features work the same way though, because the G file is still the G file, whether it's to your right or whether it's to your left. So keep that in mind. You can press T on a certain square to see if there's any other pieces or any pieces which you're looking at. So if you press T here.
White pawn, C2, white pawn, C3.
This is C3. So those are all the pieces that can look at the square.
C4, C5, C6, black knight D8, black pawn D7, black pawn D7.
And so on. Note that if there's a piece here, it will this feature will still tell you any friendly pieces which are guarding that piece as well. So if you want to count the number of attackers and defenders on a piece of yours, you can do that with this key. So even if there's a white pawn on...
D6, E5, E4, white pawn, no threats.
Oops, sorry. Let me say, let's just set this
up. D4, D3, D2, D1, white knight. White knight selected. D2, D3, C3, white knight C3.
Looking at this pawn.
D3, D4, white pawn.
If I go here and press T,
white knight C3.
It says that the knight on C3 can move here, even though right now that's not a valid move because you can't move onto your own piece. It just kind of tells you which pieces or which squares pieces are looking at. So keep that in mind because I know different platforms do that differently. So yeah, this is how... these are the most of the keyboard shortcuts I can think of. Now let's check out the main menu. The main menu is accessed by pressing enter.
Set up a position. Load a game file. Can contain multiple games and positions. Exit.
So let me
read 55. Read 50.
Slow this down a bit more in case there are people who don't use Eloquence. So the way it works, we have three options.
Load a game file. Can set up a position.
Set up a position. This basically lets you set up any position from a blank board. So you can set up the you can start out with a blank board and you can select a square and drop any piece you want onto it. Let's check this out first.
D4, E4, E5.
Right, so we're on the blank board now.
E6, E7, E8, F8, G8, H8.
There's nothing here. Let me flip this back around.
Board flip to 1.
Just because, why not? Okay, so now let's say I want to put pieces here.
D1, C1.
I can just move around this board and when I get to the square that I want, I can put a piece here by pressing enter.
Rook.
Now it puts me in this menu asking me what piece I want to add.
Knight, rook, knight, bishop, queen, king, pawn.
And if I want to select the color of the piece, I hit tab.
Black, white, black, white.
So,
king.
Actually, I want to put a white king.
Piece placed. D1, C1, white king.
It says it gets placed. Now if I want to remove a piece, I can press delete.
Removed.
Now the D1. King is removed.
C1.
So like this, you can add any number of pieces that you want. Now, you cannot currently move pieces in this phase of this editor, I guess. So, once you've finished placing all the pieces that you want to add, you press Shift-Enter to to start the game, I guess. And then you'll be able to move pieces around. This was done to avoid conflicting issues with moving pieces and then removing a piece and then trying to undo your move because that could lead to some complications. So, for example, let me show it. I promise it's easier when said than, you know, when shown than when said. Now, let's say I want to practice king and queen versus king checkmates. I know it's possible to checkmate with the king and queen versus king, and I want to give it a try. So,
D1.
I set up a random position.
D1.
I put the queen here.
Rook, knight, bishop, queen, piece placed.
This
D1, C1, D1, F1, F2, F3, F4, F5.
Now, I put
F4, F3, rook, knight, bishop, queen, king, piece placed.
This here.
F4, F5, F6, E6, D6, C6.
I put the
rook,
black king.
Knight, bishop, queen, king, black.
Here.
He's placed.
Just because why not? Now I can press Shift Enter to start this position.
Starting.
And now I can make any moves that I want to make. So.
D6, a 6, a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1, white queen selected.
Give a check.
D1, C1, white queen to C1, check. C2, C3, C4, C5, C6, black king. Black king selected.
I want him to move.
D6, black king to D6.
You know, I can like try this stuff. Let's say I suddenly realize that he doesn't have to move this way, he can move the other way.
Move undone.
You can undo it, just like in the normal position.
C6, black king, D6, black king to D6.
Move it the other way. So yeah, you can just kind of play these positions. If I want to change something, let's say I want to change the queen to a rook, I can just hit Shift Enter again.
Returning to position editor. C6,
and
C5, C4, C3, C2, C1, white queen. Removed.
Delete the queen.
Rook, knight, rook, he's placed.
And add a rook. And then I can just
starting.
Start the position back up and, you know, get back to work. So, yeah, this is really helpful if you want to practice these positions. It's also helpful if you want to do puzzles. And also, if you want to paste in the position, a position from an outside source, like if you want to paste in a position from chess.com or from any website, you can paste in the fen. The fen is basically a text string which tracks the entire state of the board. It is written to include the locations of all the pieces and which side can castle and all the other important things about board state. Now, you can paste in a fen by pressing P. I don't currently have one on my clipboard, so if I tried pressing P, it would just say,
C1, white rook.
I guess P wasn't the shortcut. I just kind of forgot because there's a lot of shortcuts. I forgot which one it was. But, you know, it'll be in the readme.
No threats. Returning to sandbox mode.
Okay, so let's just go out of this mode. I'm really sorry about that. This app has a lot of shortcuts, and sometimes I forget things. But, you know, that'll be in the readme. There is a key which, if you press it, if the fen is on your clipboard, it'll paste it automatically. And if it's not, it'll just tell you that it's an invalid fen. Basically, that's what I was trying to say. So now if you press Q, it does this.
No, returning to sandbox mode.
And now you've returned to the sandbox mode, which is the mode which we saw earlier. And as you can see, now all the pieces are back on their default squares.
D1, white knight. C1, white bishop. D1, white queen. E1, white king.
Alright, so that was the position editor thing. Now let's check out the next option.
Set up a position. Load a gamer file. Can contain multiple games and positions.
Now this is, you know, this is a feature that I've spent most of the time working on. And before we go on, before we see how this board lets you view games, let me just make a quick, a quick explanation, providing context of why exactly did I make this app? I actually made this app to help me with another project that I'm working on. It's a long-term project, and I want to do it through this app. Now, recently, I got into chess. I got into chess by watching chess. The Chess World Championship was going on last year, and I got made aware of it. And I just decided to start watching it for no reason. And that decision has led me, you know, to a lot of places I never expected, and made me realize that chess actually is a really fun game. And made me realize I want to play it, not just watch it for entertainment. Now, there are a lot of YouTube channels which are dedicated to teaching you chess or making chess entertaining, showing you games by like some of the greatest players of all time and explaining them, and just generally like an ocean of chess content. You wouldn't really expect there to be as much content as there is on this one board game. Some are educational, some are entertaining, some are probably pointless, but you know, there's a lot of stuff which helps you learn, helps you enjoy yourself, helps you do both. Now, as a blind person, it's not really easy to watch any of it, because almost every video like this has a board on screen. And, you know, it's really easy for people with the board to just kind of follow along. But for us, you know, we'd have to set up our own board and we'd have to hope that they're reading out the moves as they happen, which is not reliable. Many times people don't do that. Now, my app and the project that I want to embark on is to to write files for these videos, which can be loaded into my app and be viewed alongside the video. So if you want to watch a video, you can just open it up and load up the selected file, load up the respective file in my app. And every time they make a move, you can just hit tab and see what move they made on your board. And you have a board that you can keep updated on along with the video. Like whenever you hear them move a piece, you can just move the piece on the board. And you can follow along with what they're doing. You can pause and take a closer look at things and so on. So this is my general goal with this app. And this is what I designed the viewer for. The game viewer, a game viewing tool, I'm not really sure what to call it, but this is what I designed this mode of the app for. So, let us Let us view the game.
Set up load a game or file. Can contain multiple games and positions.
And just
select the file to open dialog. File name, combo box to lap, set alt plus end blank.
So when you click this option, you are placed in, you're placed in a screen in which you can browse for files. You can open a file from anywhere on your computer. You don't have to have it in the folder of the game or anything. There is a games folder in the folder of the game. There is a games folder in the folder of the app which contains a lot of the games that come built into this thing. But if you have a PGN from anywhere, you know, this isn't just for videos. Like, if you have a PGN from a book or from an article or from, like, a chess study or something, you can just paste it into a text file and then load that up in the app. Now, we're going to go...
Files open, the cast, up, address, search box, edit, preview, data, D, items view list, master, class, fever.
So, I'm already in a folder here, so I can show you.
Items view list.
Out of it and show you.
Sound 3 or 4. Games 2 or 4. Internal 1 or 4.
So, now we're in the main apps folder. There's a folder called games.
Games 2 or 4. Items view list, handle there, disk, not selected, 1 of 1, selected.
And this is a folder in which I've converted some of the, why do I keep saying converted? I keep saying converted as if it's like modified the video for an accessible, into an accessible format, but what I basically mean is written files for the video. So sorry, I don't know why I keep using that word. So I'm just going to
go view list, here. Master class speedrun, not selected, 1 of 5.
So this is just a series that I started working on.
A grandmaster plays a beginner.txt 2 of 5.
And this is actually the name of a video which was made on this channel. And this is a game that was played in the video. So if I click this.
Chessboard.
Now we're in the actual game viewing tool. So we start out on a default position.
F1, white bishop. E1, white king. D1, white queen. C1, white bishop. D1, white knight. 1, white rook.
So as you can see now, this kind of, the board navigation works the same way as in both the modes, but you cannot make these, make moves on this board right now directly. Instead, to watch the game, you press tab, as I've already alluded to.
E4, white pawn to E4.
And it reads out the notation of the move, so all chess moves, for those who don't know, are written down, like all chess games are written down in a standardized chess notation, and you can just kind of read the... so basically the way it works is that all moves are written a certain way. So if it's a pawn move, you just write the square to which the pawn was moved. If it's another piece that moves, you write something like, if a knight goes to the square f3, you write n followed by f3, and so on. I know knights start with a k, but you use an n because k is used for kings. So that's how it works. Anyways, so now you can press tab, and as you can see, now that the move has been made,
D1, white, C1, D1, D1, D2.
You can see that the pawn,
E4, white pawn
has moved. And it's the same way for it's the same way as a normal move is made. So basically the move gets read out and then the board updates.
E5, black pawn to E5.
And if you keep going, it keeps announcing stuff.
And F3, white knight to F3.
And an F3, that means the knight has gone to F3, as I said.
F4, F3, white knight.
So whenever you hear a move, you can actually go to the square and see and look at the piece that moved. Like, what is
F4,
this
F3, white knight.
Knight doing?
F4. E4, D4, C4, D4, E4, white pawn, E5, black pawn.
You can see that it's attacking the pawn, which is unprotected. So,
MC6, black knight to C6.
The next move is defending the pawn, and so on. This is how you view the experience. This is what the viewing experience is like. And for something like this, which is obviously like part of a YouTube video, you would watch the video and then press tab when the moves are being made. So this is basically how this works. Now I want to keep going a bit to show you a few more cool features.
B5, white bishop to B5.
So bishop to B5. And also, by the way, one more thing you can do is you can press E to go into explorer mode. The way explorer mode works is that if you want to see, let's say you want to know what happens if
F5, E5, E4, E3, F3, white knight.
This knight.
E3, E4, white pawn, E5, black pawn.
Takes this pawn. What happens if that were to happen? What does the board look like? You can't really visualize it. So you press E.
Explore enabled.
And now you can actually make that move.
E4, E3, F3, white knight.
So you take the knight.
White knight selected. E3, E4, white pawn, E5, black pawn. White knight takes E5, black pawn was captured.
And you take the pawn. Now you can press T.
Black knight at C6.
And as you can see, this knight is being attacked by the knight and not protected by anything else. So this is why it's not a good idea to take the pawn. Let's say you want to undo that. You can press escape to undo the move.
Move undone. F5, E5, black pawn.
And you want to say, okay, I don't want to take the pawn. What if I do something else? What if I...
D5, D4.
What if I play...
D3, D2, white pawn. White pawn selected. D3, D4, white pawn to D4.
What if I play this? What all pieces are attacking this?
White knight c6, white pawn d5, white knight f3, white queen d1.
Okay, so it has equal number of attackers and defenders. Let's say you want to just know this kind of stuff. You can try it out. You can play a few more moves. You know, you can do like
d5, black pawn selected. d4, white pawn takes d4, white pawn was captured. e4, f4, f3, white knight selected. f4, d4, black pawn. White knight takes d4, black pawn was captured.
And yeah, so this is basically how it works. Now, let's say, okay, you've explored a few positions. You want to go back to watching the game. You press E again.
Return to game position.
And you get returned to the game position. So
d4.
There's nothing on d4.
e4, white pawn. e5, black pawn.
Spawn is still here.
c5, c6, black knight.
And this knight is still here. So you can just keep going with the game.
Variations available. a6, black pawn to a6.
Yeah.
d5, white bishop.
So the bishop is on b5. Now the
a6, black pawn.
Pawn is on a6. Now what I want to talk about is this variations available thing. The way it works is that sometimes in a PGN, it basically shows you what happens if another move were to be played. So there was actually a certain move played in the game, but you want... it basically shows you what happens if another move had been played instead. So if you press V...
Dxc6, Dxc6, c5, Qd4, Nf3.
So this tells you the first few moves of this variation. That what if...
Dxc6, Dxc6, c5.
Bxc6 means bishop takes...
D6, D7, black Dc6, black knight.
Bishop takes C6. So bishop takes his knight on C6. Now, I do know that not everyone knows chess notation, so understanding what these variations are saying can be confusing.
Main game,
and of course, you don't have to read them like this. You can just select it and you can press tab.
Dxc6, white bishop takes C6, black knight was captured.
And, you know, you can...
Dxc6, black pawn takes C6, white bishop was captured.
Keep going. Now, let's say you want to come back out of this variation. You can do that. You can press shift tab.
Dxc6, a6, variations available.
And now you're back in the main game. And this is basically how this game viewer works. There's a few more like small features to it. One of them is that sometimes there are comments, and if there's a comment on a move, then when the move is played out, it basically reads out the comment. But I'm not going to show that here because it's pretty self-explanatory. So if you're hitting tab and one of the moves that you're looking at has a comment written about it, the comment will be automatically read out. So yeah. And that is basically what the viewing, that is basically what it looks like to watch something on this app. Now, I want to show you a quick example of what it looks like to actually watch a video. I know that, you know, I've been explaining how the process should work, but I just want to give you guys a glimpse into what it actually looks like. Now, the videos that I have converted are of mostly of Daniel Narodutsky, and I'll talk about that in just a sec. So let's just watch this video, the video for the game that I've just been showing you guys. That way you can put it all together and understand why exactly I'm doing this. So first of all, let's go back to the beginning.
This is the beginning of the game.
That's another useful thing. If you try to undo past the beginning of the game, it tells you that you can't do that. Now, we're at the beginning. In the folder of the game, in the folder of the app, I've provided, in the folder basically where these videos can be found, I've provided a file called links.txt where you can find all the links to all of the videos. So if we go here,
virtual chessboard row 1 column 2, virtual chessboard internal 1 of games 2 of 5. Items view list, handle there, disky 1 of 1. Items view list, a grandmaster plays a beginner.txt, links.txt 5 of Links.txt YouTube channel link. HTTP. The Grandmaster plays a beginner chess master. He explains. HTTPS. HTTP.
You can just copy this and paste it into your browser. We'll do that in a sec. But I just there's something that I need to mention because I'm showing you content from his channel, and I feel like it's something that's appropriate to say. So the person whom I The channel which I'm converting the videos for was made by a grandmaster, a chess grandmaster. His name was Daniel Narodutsky, and he unexpectedly passed away last month, very suddenly. And so he was a chess teacher who spent many years teaching chess at all levels. He had many videos like this. This video is basically him playing a game against a beginner player, That's why it's called A Grandmaster Plays a Beginner, Chess Master explained. He did many games like this, like hundreds of games where he would play beginners, intermediates, advanced. He did opening lectures where he'd basically talk about a certain opening and, you know, how it works. He wrote two books as well, though I think they're for slightly more advanced chess players. He was an amazing teacher, an amazing player. I forgot to mention, he actually taught chess at the Charlotte Chess Center, which is like a chess center in Charlotte, basically. Like a chess club thing where people learn chess and play chess. This app was actually made in memory of Daniel, and it was, what I wanted to do was to try and like pay tribute, I guess, to everything that he did for all of us. For me, you know, I learned chess mostly from Daniel, and I just wanted to make this app and get his content out there to people of all levels, even to blind people. And while I said that this app is, you know, meant to help the chess viewing experience generally, and I do mean that, not just for videos, but I also want to work on puzzle books as well. But the primary project of this app is to, using this app is for me to write files to basically let you watch Daniel's videos in particular. It's just something that I'm kind of doing in memory of his legacy as a teacher, and to value, to treasure the contributions of his that we have been given over these many years. So yeah, just had to, you know, let you know, because yeah. Anyways, so I've copied this link, and I'm just gonna open Brave. Fair warning, I don't know.
Aim with
Sandra, oh, okay. I have a song. Let me turn it off. And
one, aim with Sandra, https://young.t/.
I'm just going to paste this link.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Daniel. And I'd like to welcome you to another video that I'm doing specifically and exclusively for YouTube. Now, this will be part of a series of videos in which I talk about various instructional aspects of the rise to chess mastery.
One sec, I'll just pause and talk over this because I don't want to talk over the video itself. I'm not going to watch the full thing. I mean, I don't even know what that would look like from a copyright perspective, me watching a full video in another video of my own. I just want to watch 2 minutes of this along with the app. Whenever I hear a piece moving in the video, I'm going to press tab on the app, and I'm just going to show you what it looks like for a few moves. I'm not going to talk.
So there will be a series of videos where I talk about common mistakes that beginners and intermediate players make. And in today's video, what I'm going to do is play a 15-minute chess game against someone in the beginner/intermediate rating range. And I'm going to talk through my moves very carefully, and I'm going to talk through my opponent's moves and point out the mistakes that my opponent is making, as well as the things that I'm doing in order to, well, hopefully I'm going to win the game, in order to win the game. And afterward, I'll do a quick analysis session and extract a couple of lessons that you can apply in your own game. So we're anticipating that this is going to be a pretty one-sided game, but what I'm going to do here is very, very carefully and in a detailed fashion, I'm going to talk about every one of my moves, the decision-making process that's leading me to make it, as well as how I go about identifying mistakes within my opponent's play, and well, how that can teach us to be a better chess player. So without further ado, I am going to seek a game in chess.com's 15-minute plus 10-second increment pool. Now, what the 10-second increment means is that every move that you execute, you get 10 seconds added back to your clock. And both of us start with 15 minutes on our clock, which will give me plenty of time to, well, hopefully talk through my moves and think about things. And normally on my stream, I play blitz chess, which is 3 minutes per game, and bullet chess, which is 1 minute per game or lower. Playing a slower game is a new experience for me, and here we go. We're playing Niyoyu 25 from Belize, and my opponent opens with one e4. I am going to open with 1 e5, which is my main move. It's also the most popular chess move. It's the king's pawn game. He goes knight f3. I'm going to go knight to c6, just defending the pawn. This is standard fare. He plays bishop b5, which is the Ruy Lopez opening, also called the Spanish game. And the idea of this move is that he's indirectly putting pressure on this pawn on e5. Now, you might say, well, how he has this move has nothing to do with that pawn. Well, it does, because this knight on c6 is defending the pawn, and, well, white's bishop is potentially threatening to take that knight. So what I'm going to do is play the move a6.
Variations available.
And this might seem to merely bring on my fate, because he can take on c6 and then capture my pawn. But after the game, I'll talk a little bit about why that's not as effective. So he drops his bishop back correctly.
At this point, you know, you might want to know why is it not correct to take the pawn. And so you can, you know, go into this variation as I've done.
Bxc6, white bishop takes c6, black knight was captured. Bxc6, black pawn takes c6, white bishop was captured. c5, white knight takes c5, black pawn was captured.
And now you're in this position.
c7.
Now he refers to this move a bit later, but, you know, I've just included it here.
c6, black pawn, c5, d5, white knight, d4, black queen to d4. D5, black queen.
Now,
D5, white knight, black queen at D4.
This knight is attacked.
D4, white pawn, black queen at D4.
And this pawn is attacked.
D4, black queen, no threat.
And this queen is not attacked, so there's nothing stopping this queen, and you're eventually gonna either lose the knight or the pawn. Now, that's basically just a demo of what it's like to watch in this app. I will warn you by saying that this is one of the slower videos where he does read out all of his moves. Sometimes, in these videos and in other videos, you might have a bit of a harder time because moves might happen just a little bit faster. But typically, most people have piece sounds enabled, so you can hear a piece click when a move happens, and you can press tab on the app. And you can, I just want to emphasize this, okay? You can always pause the video. Like, please pause the video, make sure, you know, take this at your own pace, right? Because watching chess as a blind person, It is slow because, you know, many of you might want to do this on a physical board, like not use this board, but like use an actual board alongside this. By all means, do that. You know, this tool isn't meant only to replace a physical board. It can also complement one. You can totally use a physical board alongside this if you want to. And I would actually recommend it because that is actually how I watch this content myself. I use my physical board and I prefer that because watching chess on a virtual board just isn't going to be the same, and there's nothing I can really do about that. So yes, by all means, you know, by all means set it up on a physical board, by all means pause the video whenever you want to, and, you know, take your time over this. Don't rush through these. Don't be like, oh, he's playing a move every 10 seconds, so I have to also understand everything in every 10 seconds. So, you know, this app is meant, it is made to let you, to give you time to explore things. You know, you can pause, you can go into explorer mode, you can try all this stuff. But yeah, that is generally the viewing experience on this app. Now, I would do a longer demo, but it's not necessary, and it just feels like, you know, using somebody else's video and mine for no good reason. And I'm not really sure how wise that would be. So yeah, I hope this gives you a good enough idea. And that is really all that my app has to offer. If you guys have any suggestions, anything you would like to see, please do let me know. If anything isn't working, please let me know. If anything, you know, just let me know. Let me know whatever goes wrong, if anything. And if everything is going well, please also let me know, because I want to hear if this app has helped you. Now, there are going to be links in the description to download the app, and, you know, there is a readme which explains everything in... Oh, there was one more thing which I had to demo. I'm sorry, I almost ended the recording, but there was one more thing. Now, sometimes in some books, especially in a single chapter, there are many games. Or in the same PGN file, there are many... many games again. Now, I'm not really sure how, because PGNs are meant to be human read, so they just have, I think they just have one game below the other. I have a slightly different format for my files containing multiple games. There are details, I'm not gonna explain the format here, because you have to write the files a certain way and all the syntax is explained in the README. So basically, I'm just going to show you what that looks like, because you can load a file which has multiple games in it. Now, if I go over this,
close game,
and
set up a load game or file,
go back into this,
select the file to open dialog, files open, cast up, address, search box, command, preview, data, the item view list, master class, speedrun, not selected, 1 to 5.
This is a series, by the way, which Daniel Narutsky actually completed, in which he basically did what I showed you guys of him playing a beginner. And he did that except that he played a bunch of people from starting at the beginner level all the way up to advanced. It's an amazing series and I would recommend you check it out. And I'm writing files right now for the videos in the series.
So master class item view list, developing double flexibility, master class chess speedrun.txt, not selected, 1 to 5.
I have 5 right now. If we go into the second one,
master class controlling center chess speedrun.txt, 2 of 5.
I believe this is the one which has multiple games in it.
Chessboard.
So now we're in a menu.
Game 2. Game 1.
We have game 2.
Game 2. Scandinavian defense.
Scandinavian defense, that's just an opening that he mentions, so I included it in the file.
Close this file.
And we have closed this file. Now if we go into one of these games.
Scandin- game 2. Game 1. E4. D4, D3, D2, white pawn, E2, white pawn.
Now we're on the board.
E4, white pawn to E4. Variations available. Nf6, black knight to F6.
So now you have this position. Now if you press Q to close this.
Closing game. Game 1. Game 2.
You're back in the menu. Now you can choose this.
D2, E2, white pawn. E3, white pawn to E3. E5, black pawn to E5. Dc4, white bishop to C4. D5, black pawn to D5.
And now you're in this game.
Closing game. Game 1. Game 2. Scandinavian defense.
You can choose this.
E4, white pawn to E4. D5, black pawn to D5. F5, white pawn takes D5. Black pawn was captured. Qxd5, black queen takes D5. White pawn was captured.
And now you're in this game. Now if you want to close out of this file entirely,
closing game. Game 1.
Q.
Game 2. Scandinavian defense. Close this file.
And close the file. And now
E1, white king. E2, white pawn. F2, white pawn.
Now you're back in sandbox mode. So yeah, I hope that was helpful. That's basically a demo of how to use my chess app. Please do check it out. Please do check out the built-in videos. Let me know if I'm doing a good job transcribing them. And you know, any suggestions, any criticism, any feedback, you know, I really want to hear it. And if you found this useful, please let me know. If you didn't find this useful, please do let me know of that as well. And let me know why. I have no fears about, you know, if there's a feature you want to see me add, but it's a complicated feature, don't worry about it. Just let me know. And I can't guarantee I'll add it, but what I can guarantee is that I'll be glad to hear it. I want to hear everything people want to see in an ideal world, and then I can figure out how much of the ideal world I can make happen. So yeah, that's enough yapping, as they would say. And I hope you enjoyed the app. Please let me know in comments what you think.
Set up a load of game exit. 1. A grandmaster plays links.txt. Handle there. This key call ops 27 ops.